Kia ora and welcome to the Swati News Bulletin. Māori Party co-leader Rāwiri Waititi says it's too long for police to arrest someone in connection with a video calling for the killing of Māori and the burning of marae. A 44-year-old man was arrested in Tauranga yesterday after multiple complaints. Mr Waititi says the fact the video was up for 20 hours and police took more than a week to make the arrest shows authorities weren't taking it seriously. He says the excuse that mental health issues may have been involved doesn't wash, given the threat to what are Māori sacred spaces.
We've got kaupapa coming up that are huge on our marae. You've got the coronation and places like that on our marae. And I'm really, really disappointed, you know, that we have our own protecting a system that needs to be fixed.
Rāwiri Waititi. After not being able to run a competition last year because of COVID, the Waitangi Cultural Committee is this week holding a festival of kapahaka in Whangarei. It starts this evening with a pōwhiri at Pehia Werimarae, followed by a strategic wānanga at which kapahaka leaders, composers and choreographers will consider the future direction for Māori performing arts in Taitokerau. Tomorrow there are performances at Mackay Stadium. Committee Chair Rōpata Diamond says the idea is to open it up so there's no competition rules and everyone from Tamariki to Kaumātua can stand and perform waiata from today as well as the Golden Oldies.
Especially those that our whānau rōpū, our hapū rōpū, our marae rōpū, we all understand that there's competition in these festivals, but the best kapahaka is the kapahaka on the marae.
Rōpata Diamond. Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson says a $20 million budget commitment for Māori boarding schools is an investment in the next generation of Māori leaders. Speaking at a budget breakfast in Hastings this morning, Mr Jackson said the rangatahi who attend schools live and breathe te reo Māori me ona tikanga and develop a sense of whanaungatanga that only can be achieved inside these institutions. The pūtea will allow the four remaining Māori boarding schools, Hukarere College, St Joseph's Māori Girls College, Te Aotea College and Hatopaura, to address significant property maintenance issues. And the ACT Party says the government should have appealed a High Court finding on the extent of Māori customary rights in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. The Whakatohia decision is expected to set the model for another 200 claims under the Takutai Moana Act. ACT leader David Seymour says rather than accept the argument former Attorney General Christopher Finlayson made on behalf of the Landowners Coalition that hapū had to prove they had held the area in a manner consistent with Western ideas of property rights, the judge found the wording of the law meant he needed to establish that it's been held in accordance with tikanga. The deadline for an appeal was today. And that brings us to the end of this Wātea News Bulletin. Ko kura mahu ki rātapu tēnei. Kia ora.